Yeah, that's kind of how I feel, is that maybe there isn't really a non-accelerationist option. And we'll just see, maybe you're totally right, Todd, like maybe it'll just be a slower free fall, but, when you're falling in an elevator and then the brakes actually start working, but they're just sparking, that'll be Joe Biden.
hold on. Chris just sent this in the group chat. According to Jim Acosta, a Trump advisor said there is reason for concern about Trump's health tonight. This is serious.
The source went on to describe
Trump as very tired, very fatigued, and having some trouble breathing. White House officials continue to say Trump will be fine. So to that, I say solidarity with George Floyd. Trump can't breathe.
Oh, man. I can feel the white face paint emerging from my skin spontaneously. I can feel myself becoming the Joker as I imagine Trump struggling to breathe into that big meaty chest of his. Oh, that's beautiful.
My goodness.
It's so incredible.
It reminds me of the early, the memes from when COVID was just starting to happen in the United States. And it was people being like, they would post and it's like, I'm not wearing a mask anywhere. And then 2 weeks later they post and they're like, man, I'm having trouble breathing just sitting here. And then the next, their obituary.
Is there dead?
The
yeah.
Oh man, I love that meme. That guy from Ohio or whatever. It just went through everything.
And I just imagining Trump going through that. It's the Schadenfreude that I need. And
it's incredible.
The only thing that it's amazing. It's very high potency. Is the Vegemite of Schadenfreude. But my only regret is that it's not also happening to Joe Biden.
I don't mean to dial you back, John. But realistically, Trump's not going to die tonight. There is no way he could possibly die tonight unless it was literally all kayfabe, fake, and he's going into witness protection.
He's going to die tomorrow morning at 4:20 a.m. Yeah,
that would rule, but we got to rein you in. Bro. We got to manage expectations.
Yeah, this is going to be like Bernie all over again.
Yes, exactly.
It was fun being optimistic till it wasn't. I enjoyed the ride with Bernie.
Boris Johnson and Bolsonaro were literally doing worse than Trump is. If he, there's no way that he could fucking die within, 72 hours of being exposed? I mean, that's insane.
Well, within 72 hours of beginning to show symptoms, right? If he started becoming symptomatic in the last day or two, that means that he contracted it a week ago. So if my understanding of the virus is correct,
the likelihood that he'll die, if he dies, he's not gonna die by the time we finish recording. Or by the time this episode is out. Oh my God, it would be so funny.
Keep saying that so that it happens. Yeah. Yeah.
This episode ends up 3 hours long because we keep being you guys got anything else? We should just wait a few more minutes. We should just ride it out.
Should we just see?
Man, it'd be hilarious. John, you were saying if he dies at 4:20, if 4:20 ends up being people celebrate it because that's when Trump died. And then in the future, we can tell people, when I was your age, 4:20 just meant weed before it got supplanted by it being the time that Trump died and everyone celebrated.
2 hours ago, NBC News tweeted, "The power has not been transferred to Mike Pence.
Okay.
The president is in charge."
So he's still awake.
So here's a question. What are you all doing to prep for the coming upheaval?
Kegels.
Yeah, you're doing Kegels? I think that's a good move.
Yeah, pretty
smart. Kegels
is
a great move, to be honest.
I was going to buy a pull-up bar, but then I was like, this is free. So,
I only really need two muscles strong.
For all you guys know, we could all be doing Kegels right now.
Mm-hmm. You got to do it every podcast.
That's correct.
I have always been.
No, but realistically, if tomorrow, I don't know, a week from now, election day, the days, weeks following election day, shit really hit the fan. What would you all do? I know what I would do.
Nice. I don't know what you mean, FBI. Shit would hit the fan.
I'm not telling you my plan.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely I don't disagree that a lot of shit will happen, but I think it would be in the realm of protesting and counter protesting in the streets, Proud Boys, QAnon people meeting up, fighting with leftists. I could imagine Q people showing up to whatever hospital Trump died in. If he dies at a hospital, because they would assume that the deep state had murdered him at that hospital.
They might be
Yeah, and they might show up with, like, fighting doctors, you know, holding people at gunpoint and demanding to know where Trump is being held or something.
Just a bunch of like weird, pasty, half mustachioed like dudes in their early 20s covered in zits talking about like My Little Pony in the margins, just doing like fucking Private Eye gumshoe television sleuthing around a hospital while doctors and nurses are trying to work and provide medical. That's like one of the worst images I've ever had conjured up in my mind.
Yeah,
like,
JFK Jr. is there.
You mean like the fat Italian dude in that pork pie hat that they think is JFK Jr.? Oh man, what if he's who they rally behind? He's like, this is my chance to seize
dude, if power. The fake John F. Kennedy Jr. became the president.
Somehow, not even the president, like the leader of a balkanized splinter cell state that's run by QAnon people.
It would rock so fucking hard the United States balkanized.
I mean, like any kind of Q colony, it's going to be the most chaotic group of people. Like they're going to, I don't know, they're going to fucking get dehydrated because they don't want to drink any water with fluoride in it and they can't find any. They're like running out of bottled water in 3 days.
Well, do we think that if the United States, like if shit really hits the fan, do we think that like the banks and the ruling class, do they retain any power? I mean, like, is it, how are they able to pay their like armed guards of capital if money is worthless because the United States government has collapsed?
I mean, it just depends on the style of like collapse we're going to see. Mm-hmm. Because
the vibe of the collapse, you're saying.
Yeah, what's the mood?
It really depends on the vibe.
Yeah.
And the wave
American
form.
Balkanization and insurgency 10 hours YouTube mix. Beats to study Balkanize to.
Beats to study Balkanize. Yeah, I like that beat.